Good morning, everyone. I'm a good, very appreciate and inviting this symposium. In Japan, we working in Japan and eastern parts near Tokyo, and we have the several species of shrimps. And in this time, I showed some example and some experience in Japan. In Japan, we have two invasive thrips. One is thrips palmi, and melon thrips. This is introduced in 1978, almost 30 years ago. We have a lot of experience to control the thrips palmi. So in maybe 1990, imidacloprid is founded to control the thrips palmi. It's a good effect on good effect. So in that 1978, we have the serious problem, especially in greenhouse crop. And next, second one, the Occidentalis, in this symposium tamers. Occidentalis introduced in 1990. But in this time, not so serious in Japan. And maybe later I would display some. So, both thrips became the major pest on greenhouse, especially greenhouse. Mostly cucumber and eggplants and sweet pepper and ornamentals. I would compare some thrip species, which is an indigenous thrip species, frankly, the intonsa. Before this invasion, we have the several indigenous species. One is the intonsa, another is the thrips tabaki, but not so severe damage by these thrips species. So, firstly, host plants of these thrips species, and thrips palmi in the almost a vegetable and flower, and but except for the tomato and the strawberry. So serious damage on the sweet pepper, cucumber, most. Next, Occidentalis has a wide, a broad, and a host range, and a vegetable, flower, fruit tree as well. So, and we have the, intonsa has a broad host range, and but intonsa specified on the flower in the plants. And these thrift species has some differences and different characters. For instance, cold tolerance and a thrift palmi at higher temperatures, and we call the below zero, and the thrift palmi cannot overwinters outside. The thrift palmi and overwinters only greenhouses. But another species can overwinter outside. And indigenous species, intonsa, has a reproductive diapause. But another, by contrast, the thrips palmi and occidentalis has no diapause stage. And these thrips reproduction is a very high reproduction, but some difference. Mm-hmm. and most high reproduction is in tonsa, and in tonsa which fed on the flower pollen and nectar almost. But Trix palmi is almost a leaf living Trix. And different from on the effective insect size, intonser has a broad effective insect size. But 1978, Swiss palmy has already a high resistance to every chemicals. So, in Japanese entomologist has a big problem to control the Swiss palmy. And 1990s, Imida Corporate and registered, and so then in that 1990s, Swiss palmy is not so serious damage on plants. And 1990s, and we held the Occidentalis. In that time, that Occidentalis has a high resistance to several chemicals as well, and Occidentalis has a less effective imidacloprid. So when growers and has a difficult to control, it is difficult to control. And next, Occidentalis has a big threat for growers because it has high efficacy of virus transmission. For example, GSW and INSV and recently CSNV and spread at the moment. But and indigenous natural enemy in Japan, and Aureus species is a very known, and Aureus zauteri is a very well known species. And outside is Aureus zauteri is a very common in flowers, and they fit and strips, every strips. And the Crassito is an indigenous species, the Hieronychus menes is a very popular in the outside, but there are no natural parasitoids in the greenhouse where sprayed chemicals. Okay. Now, this is a map of the distribution of the palmy and occidentalis. And the black show the distribution of the Swiss palmy. So, palmy and cannot overwinter in the north part of Japan, and where then covered by snow, and you know, sometimes and occasionally distribute in the western part of Japan seaside, and sometimes and covered by snow, with snow. So mostly greenhouse area, Kyushu and Shikoku Islands, and near Tokai areas, where the greenhouse area. And there, palmy can overwinter. By contrast, then occidentalis, and distribute rapid distribute in all of Japan, except Okinawa Island, and Okinawa Island in a subtropical area. So sometimes then detect occidentalis, and sometimes detect in Okinawa, but not established here there. As Freedom Occidentalis, it's a rapid distribution. In 1990, invaded this Occidentalis invaded in Japan, and 1996, and distribute all of Japan. And less effect of the imidacloprid on control of Occidentalis. And most issue is virus transmissions. I showed some slide and which explain the virus transmission. And In Japan, and Tospa virus observed in the early 1970, and there transmitted by Thrips tabaci and Thrips setosus, setosus indigenous species. So in that a very restricted area and a very small area. And next in 1980, TSWV transmitted by the in tonsil and tabaki and on sweet pepper. And 1990 now we have the occidentalis in Japan, and from 1994 an occidentalis was distributed all Hokkaido and became the main vectors of TSWV. In that time that we have the vectors and in tonsil occidentalis and setosus, so tabaki, and four species can transmit the virus, TOS virus. And this is a life cycle and strips and the multiplication of TOS virus. It is a well-known epidemic studies, and acquisition is just after hatched larvae. A very young larvae. I suppose in a one day old larvae can acquire virus, but very small, less effective acquisition. And generally, thrips transmit the virus in an adult stage, and occidentalis can transmit late larvae in this time. Occidentalis and can transmit now almost in adult stage and transmit and persistently transmission. Okay. To study transmission mechanism of tosovirus by thrips, we have to improve the get to many hatch larvae. Now we improved some erratic method, and we have to detect how to detect the virus, virus infected thrips. And okay, first egg collection. It is my erratic method, an artificial erratic method. And egg collection at the thrips adults and lay eggs through thin membranes in the water, and the thrips fed on pollen and lay eggs in the water through thin membrane, and you can it is easy to collect a lot of eggs on the filter paper by the suction funnel, and on this you can get so many eggs on the filter paper with some moisture, and you can keep the eggs in the petri dish with some water. Several days and later, and you can get a lot of larvae and young and larvae. So, okay, and the individual detection method of TSWV. And I think there are so many TOSPA virus, and there are some different detection method. And already in Netherlands, Wijkamp and devised the petunia leaf disc method. I improved the detection method and using impatience small leaf. Okay. Acquisition of very young larvae and rearing thrips larvae and germinated growth seeds, and later I explained this rearing method. And transmitted by the Desper 3-day larvae using the impatience leaf and a very small leaves, and at transmission test by adults later. Okay. Introduction of natural enemies of the IPM systems. So and it is a very serious issues in of the virus transmission on the using natural enemies and IPM systems. So and we have to devise in some which is a decrease in the virus infection strips. So and we ongoing study, you know, we are using application on attenuated viruses. And another one, the propagation of the strips-free seedlings. Okay. This is a very classical and cultural control of strips and the virus. And in Japan, and normally using protect the virus and these ultraviolet cut film and the silver mulching and the Tyvek silver seed and to control the aphids and white flies and thrips as well. So this is traditional control of virus in especially aphid-borne virus and intercropping and plants and wheat like this. And sometimes then we use the wheat conserve the natural enemies as well. This is natural indigenous natural enemy, the Occidentalis in Japan, and Hirayensis menes and other species is very popular in Japan. And outside, and these natural enemy has a good work. But we should prepare new thrip species. At the moment, we are afraid of the some thrips, new thrip species. And one is screening the effective insecticide. And this is in closed systems, rearing systems, and maintains some resistance and susceptible strains as well. And next, and propagation of thrips-free seedlings. Now, at the moment, we are studying the application of the high carbon dioxide control the every development stage, even egg stage as well. And next, and risk assessment for possibility of the thrips transmission by new thrips species and improving the detection method for several Tosca virus as well. Okay. And next, last, an attenuated virus can be used to IPM systems. So this is a mass rearing system of the thrips species. At the moment, we have the more than 50 strains of thrips with more than 10 species in this very small chambers. Okay. And this is a carbon dioxide effect. And at the moment, lethal time depend on the temperatures. So we can use the about the 30 degrees, 34 degrees, can be used to control the very small plants. Okay. And next is attenuated virus. It cannot be transmitted by thrips. It is. This is an impetuous leaf disc detection method. Okay. Last, we are afraid of the new thrips pest occurring in Southeastern Asia. It's a thrips pulvis pinus. As Dr. Lawrence Mountain suggests, this thrips is maybe you have to pay attention for this thrips species near future. And this is a widespread. Wide host brands. Okay. I would like to summarize this first Occidentalis is a wide and rapid distribution, and we have the serious issues as virus transmissions. To confirm the close rearing system is needed to new chemical to provide. Produce a new chemical as well. And For IPM system, that we have to very clean plant, clean seedlings. So we in Japanese and farmers has very small areas. So we can apply these method as well. And next, attenuated virus will be can be introduced in the IPM system. So thank you for your attention.